Hey, what's up, Street Talks? Eric Kim from the Eric Kim Street Photography Blog. So I just wanted to do a quick video with you, just sharing some random turbo thoughts I had about life and stuff in general. All right, so I don't think that there's ultimately any purpose or meaning to life, and all the purpose and meaning you add in your life is essentially your own. But certainly the best way to live life is to embark on more adventures. So, you know, the fun phrase, you know, adventure awaits. I think this is actually a pretty good way to live life. And specifically, if you're watching this video, I kind of assume you're a photographer or a visual artist of some sort. And it's exciting because adventure awaits in photography. And so I think trying to embark on more adventures in which you bring your camera along, or where you go to places that you normally wouldn't go to, whether it be a new part of town or to travel or whatever, it's always exciting. Just bring your camera along. Just the simplest thing is just bring a Ricoh GR3, put it in your front pocket, your back pocket, get an Eric Kim neck strap, and just call it a day. And I get this idea from my best friend Nietzsche, who says, you know, the best way to extract the maximum enjoyment out of existence is to live dangerously, to build your houses on the cliffs of Mount Vesuvius, blah, blah, blah. And I know too, this is why I think powerlifting is so fun and interesting for me too, because you're pushing yourself to the extreme. And obviously it's a little bit quote, quote, dangerous, not really. But certainly I think the biggest issues with modernity is that we're living a life where everything is in life is just too simple, too easy. And I think there is something about the human nature where we do crave a little bit of fun and excitement. And you know, photography is probably one of the best ways to do this. Well, check out this view of Providence during sunset. It's pretty, pretty nice. And I know for myself too is, you know, ultimately, this is actually something I think about a lot too, is that, oh, is the purpose of life to make good photos or to live a good life? And to me, it's kind of one and the same. And I know for myself, okay, so this sounds a little bit strange, but I think to me, making good photos is actually more important than living a good life. Because, you know, it's easy to live a good life where you're in love with your family, blah, blah. But I think for me, in my lifetime at least, I want to make great art, I want to make great images, I want to great, you know, come up with epic turbo thoughts and to really push myself to the next limit, to the next frontier. And whatever that means, it's usually something visual. And I keep coming back to photography, and I think it's one of the best ways to represent that and to share my inner experiences with others and sharing my life experiences. And generally, in order to make better photos, you have to live a more interesting life or a better life. And once again, it don't have to be super crazy. Like, I'm currently here in Providence, Rhode Island. And, you know, even just like borrowing my friend's car and then checking out, like, you know, the cliff walks, or, you know, going to nature-y things. It doesn't have to just be street photography. It doesn't have to be super duper raw. It could just be fun. It could be interesting. And I think ultimately, we don't have control on whether we make great photos or not. Is, you know, a lot of it is luck, a lot of it is chance, a lot of it is opportunity. But certainly we could put effort to live life a little more interestingly, right? So for example, your friend's like asking you out to hang out, go to a bar, have a coffee, whatever. You know, like, no, I just want to sit at home, do Netflix. Okay, if you stay home and you watch Netflix or, you know, do something passive, you have 100% chance of doing something uninteresting for the most part. And in order to live a more interesting life, essentially just take more chances, to take more risks, social risks. I say this a lot too, is that you see strangers that you're interested in, just strike up a conversation with them, ask them where they're from, their life story, and so forth. And I know in my experience, it's better to take a social risk and, you know, annoy or bug somebody than to not take the risk in the first place. And same thing in photography and street photography, is that eventually you're going to piss somebody off, and that's essentially part of the game. And if photography, you never really pissed anyone off and it wasn't so difficult or dangerous, it wouldn't be as interesting. And I think that's why a lot of us are drawn to street photography as our primary form, because, you know, we're interested in people, we're interested in society, we like to interact with other human beings. We just, you know, you're not just being just photographing trees or birds all the time, which is, I mean, fine too. I like to photograph that kind of stuff too, but ultimately to somehow be connected with people, with reality. And to me, there's nothing more interesting or beautiful than a human being. And so just realize, as photographers, we're just not photographers, we're artists, we're visual artists, we're trying to present our perspective with others, with the rest of the world, and we're trying to show our joy. So this upcoming year, my encouragement to you in terms of a New Year's resolution or just a way we could live our lives: live more dangerously, live more adventurously, and try to embark on more photo adventures. It could be simple: attend a photography workshop, a travel experience, you know, book a cheap flight somewhere close by, jump in your car, do a little road trip somewhere. And you know, don't worry so much whether you make great photos or not, it's okay, but just have the guts to go on adventures, get out of your apartment, and just live life. What are some things you're excited for? Feel free to leave a comment and share your thoughts, but let's continue to live a more epic life together. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.